With a look at Arkansas business news, I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Cranford Johnson Robinson Woods announced plans to move its downtown headquarters to the Folk Building at the southwest intersection of 3rd and Main Streets by late 2015. CJRW, the state's largest advertising and public relations firm, added that its wholly owned subsidiary, Jones Film Video, will move directly across the street from their new location. CJRW has 85 employees among its offices in Little Rock, Northwest Arkansas, and Jones Film Video. Tyson Foods announced earnings results last week and projects 2014 earnings per share of $2.78 versus analyst expectations of $2.88 per share. Tyson's head of investor relations, John Cathal, estimates the meat company will grow earnings per share by at least 10% in 2015 and beyond, and also underscores Tyson's emphasis on high-margin prepared foods, where sales climbed 3.5% in fiscal fourth quarter, though the segment remains the company's smallest at $907 million in sales for the period. Shares of Tyson closed at $39.45 a share and hit a 52-week high last Friday. El Dorado-based Deltic Timber Corporation announced net income for the fourth quarter of 2013 was $2.3 million or 18 cents a share, compared to net income of $2.4 million or 19 cents a share for the fourth quarter of 2012. The slight decrease was mainly due to a lower pine pulpwood harvest volume combined with the sale of fewer acres of non-strategic recreational use hardwood bottomland, essentially offset by the margin on increased residential lot sale activity and lower general and administration expenses. Shares of Deltic Timber are off 6% this year. And it was a good week for most of our state's publicly traded companies as winners outpaced losers by a 4-to-1 margin, with shares of USA Truck soaring 7.4%. That's a look at Arkansas business news. I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Have a great week.